Welcome to the Messy Imperfection. I'm Shannon.
I'm Danny.
I leaned into the mic.
I did too because you did it. This is our like fourth take. We are not started off strong today, guys. Oof. It's fine. Well, we had this episode today is brought to us by lessons of patience that I have had. I'm sorry, guys. I literally just don't want to fuck this intro up again. Because I tried, and then I'm like, I'm going to get caught with HIPAA.
I'm just really glad that for once, you're the reason this is going downhill, and
Hold on. At least two of the four that we've had to restart were because of you.
That was not fair. Because we didn't even get past, like, the music yet. So I don't even think that counts. That was just, like, that was a false start on your part. Lady.
Okay. One big chunk was my fault. We got like 3 minutes in. I was like, I don't like this. And I was like, I don't even know how to edit this. Let's just restart. Okay. So patient one, there's a cat aggressively meowing right now.
She's playing with her springs.
Okay. Oh guys, this is not good. Okay.
She just smacked her face into a box. That was good. Oh my God, guys. So we're visually recording this for the first time, and I personally am pumped for that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know where this video is going to land, whether it's going to be a YouTube or
random ass clip somewhere.
Stay in my phone archives until the day I die. One or the other, honestly. So we'll see.
Some of them, I think it'd be a good time for people to watch some of these clips of us doing weird shit.
Like you smacking your face? Yeah. I like that one. Next.
I have this thing where when I eat stuff that's in a circle, I have to eat it into a square before I eat the whole thing.
How did I not know that about you?
I don't know. I did that at work the other day because they were making fun of me because I was eating dibs. And when I eat dibs, I chonk off one end, suck the ice cream out of it, then eat the rest of it.
It literally defeats the purpose.
That's what they told me. And I was like, it's just the way I have to do it. And then we got talking about that, and I was like, well, actually, if I'm eating a Reese cup, I have to eat the Reese cup into a square before I eat it.
That's immediately what I thought of when you said a circle.
Yeah. Or a cookie. Literally anything. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's just, I've always been like that. Huh. Anywho. So, we're talking today about a lot of random things, but just different life lessons that I've learned and just wanted to bring them to you guys. So, I think that some of these notes, I don't think it's going to land well, so I'm going to go with how I think it's going to land the best. So one of the patients that I had was very faith-based. And if you guys don't know, if you haven't figured this out yet, I am faith-based, but also very spiritually based. So like I believe in God, but I also believe like the universe and like all that. So God and the universe is interchangeable in my world. Don't come at me for that, but it is. So I still go to church pretty regularly. Semi-regularly, but this lady, I feel like was like hand delivered to me based on like some of the lessons that she was giving. And so when I'll like go back to like when I had a crisis of faith, because I feel like that kind of goes into why this was so impactful for me.
Did you say a crisis of faith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I was in college, beginning of college, end of high school is when both my sisters had come out to gay to me. And I grew up in the Catholic Church. So, like, in the Catholic Church, it's, like, gays are not allowed. Like, yeah. You are not allowed to love.
Very strict.
Yeah. Yeah. Who you want to love. Like, it is a man and a woman, woman, man. Like, that's it. There is no woman, woman. There's no man, man. There's no any variant of that. So, when this happened, when they came out to me, I was obviously very supportive of them because they're my sisters and I love them. However, I was like, how am I supposed to believe and love a God who doesn't love the people that I love? So there was a whole crisis around that. Now, thankfully, I went to a Jesuit college where they do accept gays there.
Like, what does Jesuit mean exactly?
It's a order of the priest. Okay. So you know how there's different priest orders?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a Jesuit college is priest. The priests there are Jesuit, of the Jesuit.
Got it.
I don't know what that's called. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Okay.
But it's Jesuits. And Jesuits are more progressive than the rest of the orders of priests and nuns and stuff. So they accept gays at Loyola University because that's what the Jesuits believe in. They think that you can love who you want to love. And as long as you're acting in a place of love, like, God still loves you kind of thing.
Okay.
So this woman was telling me about how There was a gay couple, I don't remember of what sex or whatever, it doesn't matter, that came to the church, and you could tell that one wanted to be there and one didn't, because one was afraid they were going to be judged for walking into this Catholic church. And she said to me, and I don't even know how her and I got onto this topic. I legitimately do not know. But she was like, God doesn't judge you because you're gay. He doesn't care. He judges you based on how you love. If you love the right way, he's going to love you and he's going to accept you. And he said, she was like, you don't go to church for the people. You go to church for your relationship with God. And I think that that was interesting, because I never heard that before, because how many times do we feel like we're going to church and you're there because of the people that you're around and it's a community. And, you know, if you are gay or you bi, lesbian, whatever you identify as, and you're going with something that the Catholic Church is quote unquote against, then how are you supposed to feel welcomed? And she was like, I tell people that I run into that identify differently than what the Catholic Church tells you to identify as, to come for the God, don't come for the people. The people that won't accept you don't belong there anyway.
Yeah.
So we got into like a huge conversation about like the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church, which is super interesting because she is a devout Catholic. Like, she goes to church, she goes to like the days of, what is it? Whatever, it doesn't matter. She's a devout Catholic, but she's like one of the, she restored my faith in the Catholic Church because of her views on it. And I was like, this is super interesting and like weird, because like I had was just thinking about the Catholic Church like a day or two before that, and I was talking to my grandmother about it, and I was like, so interesting that God decided to put this person in front of me today, because this is something that I struggle with on a daily basis, because I'm like, how am I supposed to support a church with, especially with everything that's going on? I mean, you have like the keepers that come out, you have the Archdiocese of Baltimore with all like, on TV, they're like, if you have been ever victimized by a priest at the Catholic Church, like, it's just wild to me. But then we have these people that are like beacons of light in this world that are like, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, yeah. It's just so corrupt. But we were also talking about, like, she asked me if I was single and like, do I have a boyfriend and all, what that looks like. And I told her, I was like, you know, I'm just like, wait, I was like, God just hasn't brought the right person into my life yet. I was like, you know, I was very much like, gung-ho-ing for the right man. I was on Hinge. I was giving people my number. I was flirting with people just to see if like they would flirt back. Like, you name it, I was doing it. And I was like, I don't think this is how God wants me to meet my man. I don't think that this is how God wants me to live my life. And I, you know this, like, I stepped back on all of that. And I was like, it is what it is. And I was kind of like, I don't want to say losing faith, but I was just kind of like leaving it, surrendering to God. And there was two things that she said to me and cracked me up. One, she was like, if I was you with pretty blonde hair and blue eyes like you, I'd be everywhere. I'd be going out everywhere. And I was like, don't, like, thank you. But, like, it's just funny because you don't, I hear from a random stranger that you're pretty is so different than hearing it from your best friend. Because, yeah, like, you see me every day. Like, obviously you love me. Like, we're going to tell each other we're pretty because we are. But hearing it from a random stranger is, like, I don't know, it hits a little different.
Yeah.
But it made me giggle because she was like, I used to be that pretty. And I like thinking, like, for someone who, she was like in her 50s with all the medical problems, like, you could tell that she has, like, she was, I mean, not that she's not pretty now, but she, you could tell that she was gorgeous, yeah, when she was younger. And then she was like, God will bring you the right person. You don't need to do anything but pray. He will deliver that every single time. Which is so, which goes into a whole other thing, because on TikTok the other day, I saw this thing of, that was like, what did it say? It said, you know, spells, praying. There was one other thing. They're all the same. Like, they all have the same outcome. We just call them things differently. And I was like, that's interesting. Because you have, like, like, witches call it spells. Catholics call it praying. And there was one other one. But I can't remember what the, oh, manifesting.
I was going to say manifesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, in all reality, it's all the same thing. We're doing the same thing, just in a different mythology. And yeah. I was like, interesting. I don't know.
I have some thoughts on all of the above.
Let's hear it.
So, going back to, like, the whole church situation, I totally understand people's need for, like, community and, like, the idea of wanting to gather as a whole and, like, pray or do, like, something toward a common goal. But I think that's my biggest takeaway from my religion growing up, is that you don't have to go to a building to worship whatever it is you believe in, whether it's a religion or whether it's spiritual. Because you and I had a very similar upbringing. I was raised Roman Catholic. Yeah. Like, my grandmother still goes to church every single Sunday. Like, mm-hmm. Like, strict Catholic. Like,
Confirmed in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Confirmed, first communion, all the above. My mom went to a Catholic private school her entire life, grade kindergarten through 12th grade, like, everything. And growing up, I don't want to say I see the flaws in the religion, but I see the flaws in the religion.
Yeah.
And then to be devil's advocate, LOL on the pun, and to defend, I think that, obviously, I'm not trying to defend these priests that have, like, molested children. By no means am I trying to defend them. But I think it's just because of who they are, it gets publicized a lot more. And I don't necessarily know. I'm sure there's statistics that back this somewhere that I don't know about. But I'm curious to see how, if there is more of a commonality of it happening in a Catholic church versus Boy Scouts versus a Baptist church versus anything else, and we just don't know about it.
I am curious on that as well, because I mean, obviously, I don't know if Catholic Church is the only, I mean, I'm sure like Seventh-day Adventists may be a similar, or I don't, like Mormons, whatever.
Right.
But we almost like, and I'm not making excuses for them, but it's like we set them up for failure because we're literally not allowing them to marry anybody or have sex with anybody. Like, they're literally virgins. They're supposed to be when they become priests. And I'm like, is it the priest? Is it them being so ashamed who they are and being pedophiles that attract them to the priest? Or is it the deprivation of what we haven't allowed for human connection that has caused them to be backed into that corner? Not saying what they're doing is right. I'm just curious on what the, you know what I mean? I'm curious on where it starts.
I am too, but I feel like,
not that we'll ever know, but
I feel like that's giving them a lot of credit because, like,
that's fair.
I've gone for, I don't know, when I lost my virginity, like, I was 17, 18. I wasn't like, hey, maybe I'm a pedophile before I lost my virginity. Like, what? No. That was never
that is not what in my I mind. Meant by that. Not at all what I meant by that, but you know what? That's the way you want to roll. That's the way the cookie's going to crumble today, I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, I feel like that's something that, I don't want to say ingrained, but, like, you don't just wake up one day and be like, well, I can't have sex, so I might as well just go for a little kid.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I wonder where the psychological issue comes in.
Yeah.
Like, is it from deprivation for so many years, or is it from, like, that's how they were, and they were just hiding behind the priesthood?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I can definitely see, I don't know if this is exactly what you're trying to get at, but I could see, like, a pedophile being like, I will become a trusted
human. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, is that the path they went? Or is it... It's probably both.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, it's probably both. Yeah. Like, or, like, is it they want to... They are gay, but they can't find another man. And so children are the easiest target. I don't know how that relates.
Yeah. Now I get where you're coming from.
I feel like we might get attacked.
I know. I feel like this is very off-brand for us, and I don't know where
this is
going.
We're just
going
to stop.
All right.
Pivot. I just watched the fucking TikTok on that scene. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
From Friends?
Yeah. It was a blooper of a pivot.
No.
Pivot! And they're cackling at each other.
That's really funny.
It wasn't, because you didn't laugh.
I don't like Friends. I'm not, like, the whole Friends, Seinfeld era... Don't
put them in the same bucket.
Don't
they're
put
not,
me down for that.
They're not in the same. I don't like Seinfeld, but I love Friends. I fuck with Friends.
That's
I find that hard to believe. You don't like Friends if you like New Girl and you like Schitt's Creek.
I don't love New Girl. I've like watched it a handful of times. Schitt's Creek though, 10 out of 10 every time. I just found it on Hulu. I feel like you probably told me it was on Hulu, but
no,
I, for my eyeballs, just found it on Hulu, and that just really did it for me.
New Girl's a top notch.
It's like where they're waitresses, right? Is that what it is?
No.
What
that's Two Broke Girls.
Oh, I don't know what New Girl is.
New Girl is where Jess is like in a fucking...
Who the fuck is Jess?
Have you never seen New Girl?
I might have. I don't know.
No, if you don't know who Jess is, you've never seen it. With fucking Schmidt and Nick and the moonwalk and Winston.
I'm really excited that we're recording this because the way Shannon is coming at me right now...
I thought we were best friends.
Let me Google this.
And I cannot believe you've never seen New Girl.
Everyone, hold the phone. What is it on?
It Netflix? It might not be on Netflix anymore,
New
but
Girl
it's on something.
Cast. Oh, yeah, I've seen that for sure. Yeah, I like that one a lot, I think. It's where they broke up their marriage and then they stayed friends.
Who broke up the marriage?
I don't know. Shannon, what do you want from me here?
I just don't understand.
Okay. So, another topic that we're moving the fuck on from.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the show I was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
Cool, perfect.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay, we're gonna pivot. All right, so the second patient. I don't really remember this one that much, but I feel like we could dive into it either way. She told me that she's not afraid of the word no. She was like, go for the job, the career, the man, the raise, the date. What's the worst they say? No. But what if they say yes?
I actually have a lot of thoughts on this one, and I made a fair amount of notes on this outline, but they are 3 paragraphs down because I wasn't paying attention when I made the notes. So, here we go. A couple years ago, I started like a year of yes.
From a book?
Did I get that from a book?
It is a book.
I thought that was just Danny's eloquent brain coming through.
I mean, I don't think you read the book.
No, I did not read that book. Dwayne Schrute. That's a character off The Office. I'm really sad you didn't get that. Anyway.
The lady who created Grey's Anatomy wrote the book.
Meredith Grey.
No.
Elaine Wu. That's not even her name, is it? Elaine?
Who the fuck is Elaine? Ellen Pompeo? No, Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, that.
That's it.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Anywho.
I don't even know where this came from. Anyway. And I would just say yes to everything.
When was this? Were we friends?
I don't know. Probably. Okay. And I truly didn't want to do it, or if it was like something that like I didn't align with or agree with, whatever. But if it was plans, whether it was literally anything, I just said yes because I didn't want to have any regrets. And I think the only time that I have true regrets is missed opportunities and not saying no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You said you had a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I had a lot more than that, but I just think it's really important to really emphasize, like, what's the worst they're going to say? Like you said, no.
Yeah. Which is so easy for us. So, this is something that we've heard and talked about a lot of, because we're like, yeah, like, just ask, just do it. And it's something that, like, I'm like, yeah, in theory, sounds fantabulous. Sounds like a great idea. Like, let me just ask the question. Let me propose this. Let me say yes. Like, whatever the case may be. But actually doing it is insane. And it's something that I'm trying to do more of, or be more conscious of, is saying yes or asking for things that I would normally not ask for, because, or standing up for myself in places I wouldn't. Because it's like, what's the worst that happens? Like, is this going to catastrophically change my life? No. If they don't say yes, it's okay, grieve and move on. But what if they do? Like, right. What is the outcome of they do? The possibilities are more endless when they say yes, or the potential of that, than you getting a no and then you being sad about it for a little bit and then moving on. Like, yeah, sad sucks, but like, that's something that you just have to embrace. It's part of the human experience, being sad and being let down. But would you rather 10 years from now get somewhere and be like, dang, I really wish I would have asked that person out, or I wish I would have shared my feelings, or I wish that I would have stuck that out through that hard time? Like, I feel like this just goes through, like, people are so afraid of going through hard stuff that they're not willing to put themselves out there for the potential of really good stuff. And that's, I think, what the biggest message I got out of it, because out of her saying it to me, because, like, it wasn't some podcast or some book. Like, this was the literal patient on my stretcher in the back hallway of Anne Arundel telling me this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it hits so different hearing from someone who is quote unquote every day than hearing from someone who builds their life and career off of telling people this kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to implement this, but I do try and make a conscious effort of like asking people stuff and saying what needs to be said, because what's the worst that happens? But the things that happen because I've asked or because I've done something is a lot cooler than me just sitting in that angst and curiosity.
Right. Like, think about all the good that could come from you asking or saying yes, as opposed to sitting with the regret of wishing you had asked.
Yeah.
Or the despair of them saying no.
Right. It's just, I don't know. It was just a thought that I had. But this leads into the next thing of me and TikTok are best friends right now. This girl was like, why make good decisions when you can make bad decisions? She was like, there's a better plot, better stories, and more fun. And honestly, I just really love that. Because, like, I, like, been trying, I mean, you know this. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try and make really good decisions about my life and put myself in a little box and just, like, let's not make any ruffles. Like, let's just live my life. And then I'm like, this is boring. Like, I was so bored for a while because I was like, I'm just making the right decisions all the time. I was like, I'm not making any risk. I'm not taking any risk or doing anything like, should you do that? Is that something that you should do? And then I said, fuck it. After I saw this TikTok, I was like, we're just going to start a riot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Start a riot. I like
it. You know that song?
Yeah.
Such a good song.
I do like that song.
Damn, I think I'm gonna listen on the way home. I haven't heard that song in a minute.
It's better than the last song you had in your head.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. What was it called? Once Upon a Time.
That's what the song was called?
I think so.
I thought it was I'm a Hoe.
No, I think it's Once Upon a Time I Was a... I think it's Once Upon a Time I Was a Hoe. But yeah, Once Upon a Time by Mariah Lynn. This really bothers me, though. Can you look at this?
That's creepy looking.
It looks like a Brat doll.
It does.
Yeah. Can you guys see that?
Like a Dollar General version of a Bratz doll.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, the better plot. The amount of times in the last week, I'm like, let's do it for the plot. Like, creating these freaking bracelets. God dang it,
you're Shad. Welcome.
The phone number bracelets, I'm like, this is gonna, if nothing happens, it's gonna be a really good plot line.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that when I get older and all my grandkids are hanging out, I'll be like, when I was your age, let me tell you what I did. Because, like, who wants to hear, like, oh, yeah, we just went to church every Sunday and had family dinner and went to work Monday through Friday. Like, that's a, no offense to anybody who's like that, but that is just not a life I want to live. Church, sure, but... I wanna have fun.
The monotony, yeah.
Yeah.
I do love that about our generation and, like, generations after us.
Like, that are coming after us, yeah.
Yeah, that, like, we don't, like, internally die at 25. Like, we have kids and we stay home for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, our generation is just, like, starting a riot.
One of the families that I used to nanny for, my favorite family that I nanny for, Lena and Tommy, love them so much. Their parents were like who I want to be. Like, they got married and had kids in their 30s. So they were in their 40s when I started nannying for them. But they, like, literally would pay me so they'd go out Friday nights with their friends and come home trashed. That's amazing. But, like, enough to be able to, like, take care of their kids. But, like, they had a solid friend group that they would just go out and, like, drink and have fun. Like, not that trash, getting trashed to everyone, but they would make sure they would have fun, like, almost every weekend.
That's amazing.
And I think that's so a good time. Important. Yeah.
It's so important.
Because, like, my parents didn't do that.
Right.
Like, they had fun, but not that much fun. Like, no. I don't want to be a boring-ass old person. Like, I want to have fun. Even, like, some of these grandparents that I see on TikTok that are, like, out doing line dancing, I'm like, yes. Get it, Grandma. Get it.
And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, you don't have any regrets.
Sorry.
Are you good?
I had to burp a lot, so I was trying not to do it too loudly.
Okay.
I've been chugging water, you know? But yes, it goes, that's exactly what it goes back to. Not having regrets. But going on to the, I have to make those bracelets for Saturday.
I'm excited for you.
So this is going to come out on Monday. So it's going to be 2 days before I'm going to Luke Combs concert and I'm putting my phone number and handing it out to all the guys that I've run into. So stay tuned.
It on TikTok.
Because I saw it on TikTok. Nothing could happen or... A lot of things could happen. Or yeah. Somewhere between. I have no idea. I don't know where to get those beads at. I'm thinking Michael's.
Yeah, like craft store.
Yeah. I'm going to hit that on the way home. But I'm very curious on how this is going to go. But there was... Danny had sent me, like, all of these, like, dating ideas on TikTok. Because that's where we're living our life right now.
Literally.
It's literally where I'm, like, detoxing. I'm doing my ionic foot bath. And I'm, like, fucking scrolling for 30 minutes.
I'm really excited to talk about that.
I know. That's going to be on the next episode.
Yeah.
Anywho. We're just going to pause that because that is going to be a whole ass episode.
This episode is very chaotic for me.
Yeah, same.
I'm not doing well.
No?
No. My brain's really struggling to keep up right now.
To me, it's all organized.
To me, this is pure chaos.
I think this is
the That's ADHD. Why I'm just sitting here watching you because I'm like, my brain's still talking about God.
wrap up this episode. This is ADHD at its finest. If anybody ever wants to know, and I'm sure freaking the people that listen to this and text me about it are going to be like, that was pure chaos. But like, this is how my brain works. Like, one thing from that sentence about God led me all the way over to TikTok. And I can't tell you. I can tell you, like, if I think about it and re-listen, how it all connected. But I understand to people who do not have an ADHD brain that this is just chaos. But I promise in my brain this all makes sense and is organized. Like, to me, this has been a well-organized episode. Like, they made fun of me at work for it. Like,
Did you say they got to work for it?
No, they make fun of me at work for it.
Oh, I thought you said they got to work for it.
They are. I don't know. Like, to me, this makes sense. They're
struggling
like,
for their lives right now.
To me, this all, like, was like, yeah, this all relates. These topics are all connected. No?
So, back to FOMO.
That's not even where I was. I was talking about dating.
Baby girl, we're nowhere near dating.
Yes, we were, because we were talking about better plot, better stories, more fun. Then I connected to the bracelets, and now I was going to connect to the things that you sent me about the driving range parks and concerts.
Okay, so we're just going to skip all the stuff.
No, this is all connected.
Okay. Lord help me.
I didn't write FOMO, to be fair.
Okay, that was part of my thing, but my brain can't process what I wanted to say about that. So let's go back to dating and the driving range.
So what I was going to say was, you sent me all these things that I'm going to attack, because you said the concerts with the bracelets, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Going to driving ranges and baseball games to, like, see if I can run into a future husband, because that's where men hang out. The one thing that I cannot do is go to the park. I will never be a park girly. I cannot sit on a blanket in a park and be okay with it.
So, just a little bit of backstory of where this came from. I saw a TikTok and I sent it to Shannon that was basically like, go to where you would want to spend your Saturday with your future husband or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, where do you want to be spending your time with them? Because where you want to be spending it is probably where they're going to be, or where you enjoy being, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So they were like, they had a whole list, but some of them were the driving range, going to parks, concerts, and baseball games. Now, I can get down the driving range and baseball games, obviously concerts, any day of the week.
Yeah.
I will. Like, even if I'm not the one, like, hitting the golf ball, like, I could hang out at a driving range. I did that as a kid. I loved it. Same with a baseball game. Like, fine, as long as it's not, like, 105 degrees out, I'm down.
Yeah.
Even then, like, put me under shade, we're good. Parks? The thought of sitting on a blanket in a park, it makes me itchy thinking about it.
Yeah.
When I was running the other day, when I lost my key, there was people, like, all over the Canton Waterfront Park sitting on blankets in, like, cute outfits, like, eating. I was like, this is what she meant, but, like, this is not, I'm not, I'd rather run. I'm on the promenade running while you're drinking my orangeade while you guys are fucking.
I can't even imagine in what world I'd be comfortable sitting on the ground for long periods of time. Like, you can't wear a dress.
A concert, but even then, you're only sitting on the ground until someone starts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, no.
I just simply do not understand why people think that's okay.
Yeah, no, I can't.
But that's not, if my future, if what God wants me to find is a park going man, sorry, God, I'm going to let you down on this one.
That ain't it.
Yeah, I'm letting you down on this one. You're going to have to find someone else for me, because that's not where I'm going. Like, I'm not doing it.
But, like, you're not going to, like, bars every weekend because you don't want to find a man who enjoys going to the bars every weekend. No. So, like, that's kind of the idea, is looking for what you want to keep doing and not what you don't want to be doing. Because you're not going to change someone that drastically. Especially, I feel like, at this point in our lives, either you're going to find a man who loves going to the bar every weekend, is a frat boy, you know the guy. Or you're going to find a man who likes going to the driving range and likes being outdoorsy and doing the things that you enjoy doing.
Right. And this is like, now when I was in my young 20s, like 2024, like I wanted to go out to bars and have fun.
Right.
It's just not who I am anymore.
Right.
So thank God I didn't find someone then. And then they stay like that and I change, because that would have been a divorce. Like, it's as simple as that. I saw this another TikTok, God damn it, that was like, those people that got married in their young 20s and have kids, how's the 30s divorce life going for you? And I was like, I don't love that that's a trend.
I don't either.
But, I mean, whatever.
Jake and I talk about that all the time, actually. It's really funny that you bring that up. Because I'm one of those girlies who lays in bed and asks a dissertation of questions. Like last night I asked him what color he would want the sky to be if it wasn't blue. Along with 20 other questions around that same realm. But as those girlies do, I asked, do you wish we had met sooner, or do you, like, any variation of that question? And he's like, well, I don't know, probably. Well, what about you? And I'd be like, no, I'm like, yes, I wish we had met earlier, or like dated sooner, because we know each other forever. I wish we had dated sooner, but I'm glad we didn't, because we are very different people. And I know who I was 10 years ago, and I would not have, we would not have worked out.
Yeah.
We were not compatible 10 years ago.
So wild to me.
I know. Because we literally knew each other for like 5 or 6 years before we started dating.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've known each other literally forever, because we're both in the firehouse. You know how firehouse scenes are. Like, you know people. And I dated guys in his friend group, like, and I tell him all this all the time. This is going to out me. I would stalk him and the girls he was dating on social media, because I thought he was a little hottie patati, and I wanted him real fucking bad. And I would stalk the girls he was dating on social media and be like, that fucking bitch. Like, I didn't know her. Never met her day in my life, but I was like, she's still dating him, that bitch.
I realize that I am very, very different from you and Delaney in that sense.
Really?
Yes. First of all, if I'm lying in bed, I'm not asking questions. I'm reading or sitting there.
Oh, no. What did I ask him last night? If you could be any fruit for one day, which fruit would you be?
I would never ask that question.
Mine was a jackfruit. His was a... Fuck, what was his answer?
Why the fuck a jackfruit?
Why not, Shannon?
I don't even know if I know what a jackfruit is.
I'm pretty sure it's one that looks like a star.
That's a star fruit.
Okay, well, I said jackfruit. And you know what that brought me to? That little fruit stand we stopped to when we were driving to Key West. Yes! Well, fuck, what fruit did he say? He's going to roast me for this.
What was that place called? I don't know. Robbie's was the place with the tarpon. Fuck. What was that fruit stand called?
I don't know.
You know who would know? My Google. That Google thing that I remember, what is that under?
Google Maps.
We're already here.
You want to know a fun fact about the Google Maps? Before I blocked you on everything, I screenshotted all of our Google Maps things together in case you deleted it deleted me from it.
I literally am already just standby, because my drunk ass was so smart that I saved all the Key West places. There's some places that are on here that, okay, checks out that I don't even have it on here. What the fuck, Shannon? How the fuck? I have, guys, this is actually, every time I look at this, it cracks me up. Robbie's of Esmeralda, cool tarpon, Danny got bit, dirty bathrooms, good food.
I did get fucking destroyed by a tarpon. It, like, skinned the back of my hand.
Cuban Coffee Queen Waterfront, 10 out of 10, will make you shit.
If you guys need an excellent colon cleanse,
Smathers Beach, lots of seaweed. Kermit's Key West Key Lime Shop, good pie, pie on stick, very sweet. Lots of things beside pie.
You hated that fucking pie. You literally were so angry I made you eat that pie. Don't even look at me like that.
I don't remember that.
All of you hated me because I insisted. Absolutely put my foot down that we all eat that key lime pie.
Irish Kevin, 10 out of 10, food and drinks. Where we met strange men and so-and-so got yelled at by a bouncer.
LOL.
Hot strippers, no dancing.
Okay, we're spiraling again. I went down,
spiraled so bad. Rude bartender, can't take shots, no food. Not that many naked people, old dongs.
Old dongs.
What the fuck?
Where was that?
I exited it out because he told me that was
Garden of Eden.
Yes.
LOL. Oh, I want to go back and actually go naked this time.
I actually just want to go back to Key West, period. I think that we can probably just wrap this episode.
You don't want to talk about the rest of your outlook?
I just feel like this is so chaotic. People are going to enjoy it, I hope, but it's just chaos.
It we're is like 35 absolute minutes. Absolute pure chaos. Well, let's at least finish a little outline here.
What else do I have in here?
Your epiphany.
Did I put that?
Yeah, baby girl.
Fuck. Okay. That related to everything else. I got distracted by the fruit stand. the jackfruit. That's where I started to spiral the worst. No, that goes into everything I was also saying. The epiphany of having more fun. Stop playing by the rules. The curious on when... Oh, and then I was curious on when the fear started. I remember it. It's all coming back in my brain now. Okay. When did the fear of us... Let me figure out where it is. I was curious on when the fear started of, like, did our, like, of getting, of saying, getting the word no
saying. Hearing no.
Yeah. Like, when did that, God damn it, Shannon, I need to be more organized with these fucking thoughts.
I thought this was organized, Shannon.
The epiphany, I totally forgot about that. I wrote that last night. Everything else was written way before then. Did it come from our parents? Was it inherited from society? Like, what did it come through? Like, you know how where it's, like, ages 0 to 2? I don't remember. But 0 to 2, like, there's no, like, conscious awareness of society and, like, social cues?
Yeah.
Did it come from the social cues? You know what I mean?
I think it definitely comes from our parents. This is my non-therapist brain or psychologist brain. Where you're so used to your parents being like, no, don't say that. No, don't touch that. No, don't act like that. No, sit down. No, don't talk. Like, and that's just, like, so ingrained in us. Not saying that's right, wrong, whatever. I ain't a parent. I don't have enough knowledge about this. But I think that's where it came from. It's just you're so used to hearing, don't ask that. That's stupid. Don't say that. Don't ask that. Sit down.
So do you think that's where the fear came from?
Yeah, absolutely. And then I feel like it's just reinforced forever, because, like, think about it, like, in elementary school, the whole adage, like, there's no such thing as a stupid question, but, like, how many times do you hear kids be like, that was stupid, why'd you ask that, or, like,
yeah,
whatever, don't act like that, you're dumb, like, or when you do go out on a limb and you ask a question or you do something out of your comfort zone and there is that one absolute shitbag that makes fun of you or says something. We experience it right now. Think yeah. about the people who have had negative things to say about the podcast.
That's fair.
Like, that's just reinforcing, no, stay in your box. Don't say anything off curve, like, and then nothing will happen to you.
That's a good point. I think that's something that we're trying to out-train or to, like, get rid of in people's brains here is, yeah. like, just the fear needs to stop. Like, we need to live our lives how we choose to live. I was just talking to someone about this. Live your life how you choose to live your life. And it does not matter what anybody else thinks. Now, obviously, like, do it with respect. Like, don't break laws or, like, cause unnecessary harm to people. But if you're not happy in the situation you're in, that's on you.
Yep.
You created that reality. If you don't like it, change it. And stop. And we talked about this so many. How we both grew up being put in a box. Mm-hmm. We both were put in a box. And there's not, like... I don't want to fault my parents for that because that's how they were. Like, it's just breaking generational curses and generational issues. And it starts with us. And if we want to have better, if we want to have a better society, we have to start now. And we have to stop putting ourselves in our boxes and calling people out when they need to be called out. If you see bullying happen, call it out. Don't yeah. just, like, let it happen and be like, oh, the parents will handle it. No. If that child's being a little dick, say, stop being a fucking dick. Like, I mean, I'm not a parent, but, like, we got to stop it. We got to stop putting people in boxes.
And it doesn't even...
There is no too much. There is no too loud. Like, let people be who they are. Just let them be there who they are. If they don't like it, you don't have to be around it. Walk away. Yeah,
it doesn't affect you in any way. Like,
ugh. Shit pisses me off.
Shannon got real passionate just now.
I just get annoyed. I just get annoyed by that. Like, because I was put in a box for so long... And I didn't have the friends that I wanted. I didn't have the life I wanted because I thought that I had to fit this mold. And now that I just said fuck it all and decided to live who I am, I have so many outer circle friends because I'm just who I am. That's it. Like, I'm just being authentic.
Yeah.
And, like, if you live your life in authenticity, you'll be shocked the amount of people that will come into your life. Like, and I just try to lead with kindness. Sometimes I'm a little aggressive. They say that all the time at work, but that's just who I am. Like, I'm not being mean. I'm just blunt.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And I am not going to apologize for that.
I think a solid way to sum up everything we've talked about in this episode, aside from all the spirals, is, like, the people who are telling you no or who are judging you or bullying you, they're not going to be laying on your deathbed with you. When you're 90, 100 years old and you're laying there thinking about your life, what are you going to regret? What are you going to wish you had done or hadn't done? Are you going to wish you had listened to those people who made fun of you? Probably not.
No, you're going to wish that you would have stopped listening to people naysaying your life, and you're going to wish that you lived a life that you wanted to live.
Exactly.
The answer app.
Okay.
Sorry about the spirals.
This one was a little rough, but we trudged through, and I hope you stuck with us. Find us on all the social medias, The Messy Imperfection, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
TikTok.
And I actually am going to, we tag ourselves pretty regularly on all the Instagram and TikTok posts, but I think on our link tree, I'm going to link our socials so you can connect with us individually. And on our link tree, you can also find like our guest application and our Ask Us Anything question form. So check all that out.
And we will see you next Monday.
Bye.